Hello, welcome to Panda Spaces. I hope you enjoy the content in each episode. Remember that these were recorded live during a Twitter space. So at the beginning of each episode, there might be a few minutes of music. Feel free to fast forward or skip to the next chapter and enjoy. Thank you. Hello, my friends. It is my anniversary. Ooh, we've had a wonderful day. We are just still wrapping up, kind of putting the kids to bed, and we're probably going to, you know, watch a movie and just finish up the night. We had a wonderful dinner and dessert. I just am really lucky. I just cannot say it any better than that. I don't feel like I deserve the awesome people in my life. I certainly don't know what I've done to be able to have wonderful people around me at all times. And I think relationships are really important. So that's my intro tonight. I love my best friend, and I'm really proud of my decisions. So with that being said, tonight we are going to read chapter 51, the final chapter, and it just sends us off really nice. There's some acknowledgments and then a few words from some individuals that just kind of wrap it up, and then I'll give a few closing thoughts. I'm really glad that you would join me for this final reading. And this won't be the last of stuff like this, but for this book, it will be. So I am excited to continue to promote this, of course. But as far as the reading, this will be awesome to always be able to point back to and make reference to the different episodes. So this last chapter is titled Walk On. It's very short. We could read it twice and it still wouldn't be that long. There is a conclusion titled A Finger Pointing Away to the Moon. And again, a really short conclusion just wraps it up beautifully. And then we have a few acknowledgments from Chris Kent himself. And then a few after the bibliography here we have about the author. I would like to read that, even though we already read the intro, which is a lot about Chris. This is just a short little, let's remember Chris. And then a few little quotes from some different individuals. So let's get going with chapter 51, titled Walk On. Everything lives by moving and gains strength as they go. Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee understood that life is an ever-flowing process and recognized that as he traveled on in his journey through life, somewhere on the path, unpleasant things were going to pop up. For Lee, there was only one direction in life, and that direction was forward. The phrase walk on was immensely important in Lee's philosophical outlook. So important, in fact, that he wrote it on the back of one of his business cards and displayed the card on his desk to remind himself to keep moving forward during times of adversity and to keep flowing onward in the current of life. For each of us, at one time or another during our lives, it is inevitable that some type of misfortune will inevitably befall us. We will all experience failures, defeats, and loss. As human beings, we can all relate to having experienced the loss of someone close to us. I lost my father and brother within 3 years of each other due to illness. My close friend, Linda Lee Cadwell, lost not only her husband, Bruce Lee, at age 32, but also her son, Brandon, who died tragically in an accident when he was only 28 years old. Yet in spite of the pain, sorrow, and sadness she has endured, she remains one of the most positive people I've ever known and exudes an incredible zest for life and living. This, I believe, is due in part to the fact that rather than attaching herself to the sadness of losing two people whom she deeply loved, she instead focused her energy and attention on memories of beauty, achievement, happiness, and love, and in so doing found strength in her commitment to the very powerful and constant presence of their memory. Both of them still live fully within her heart and her mind. During one of our many discussions, Linda told me that Bruce's phrase, walk on, formed a credo in her life, especially during times of adversity or sadness. When hardships come in life, we don't know how long they will last. We can be unemployed for 2 weeks or 2 years. After a crushing breakup, we might find love next week or be single for several years. That knee injury might heal itself or require surgery. When times of adversity and loss strike us, there is a path to be chosen.
Either we choose to look up or down, to be happy or sad, to collapse and surrender to defeat, or fight onward to victory. We can allow the situation, challenge, or problem to cast a dark cloud of negativity in our life and in our thoughts and drag us down, or we can use it to lift us up and help us to grow. To walk on means that we choose to keep moving forward without looking back and regretting any of the failures, disappointments, and shortcomings we may have experienced, and believing that we're not stuck in the same place that we may have been in the past. It means choosing to accept the fact that we have no control over the outcome of timing in life, and recognizing that something that has already happened cannot be undone. So it's fruitless to waste our time and dissipate our energy wishing it could be otherwise. To walk on means understanding that what seems to us like bitter anguish or defeat in the moment can turn out to sow the seeds of unimaginable success and or happiness for us down the road. It takes perseverance to walk on during the stormy periods of our life. In a letter of encouragement to his closest friend, Taki Kimura, who was going through a particularly bad period in his life, Lee urged him to go bravely on because each experience teaches us a lesson. For each of us, moving forward holds the only possibility for change and growth. By walking on, we can turn adversity into a springboard of opportunity and discovery. Refuse to be the kind of person who looks over their shoulder and dwells on the past. Instead, choose to be the kind of person who moves forward in a positive way. If you find yourself becoming discouraged during any part of your life's journey, accept what has happened and make the decision to walk on. And boom, I have some really great notes here about my dad. I was going through the death of my father, which sucked because my dad was awesome. And it was a long, slow, but weirdly quick death. It was Parkinson's. And I've got some really great notes here that it's like, yo, come back to this chapter anytime you're feeling down. It's so short and it's so powerful. And it kind of basically is a great summary of like this whole book in a really, really interesting way. But then, you know, you can read this chapter and be like, I do need to walk on. How do I do this? And you can start to kind of break down your situation or your challenge or your problem that's casting a dark cloud of negativity in your life and anything dragging you down. And you can use this chapter to then put together a plan and lift yourself up and grow with the different principles that we've read. Whew, I love that chapter. That's so good. Okay, let's read the conclusion. Conclusion, a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't think, feel. Bruce Lee. In another of my favorite scenes in Enter the Dragon, Lee is shown teaching a young martial arts student. When the student finally does what is asked of him correctly, Lee tells him, "That's it. How did it feel to you?" When the student, who is unsure how to answer, rubs his chin and responds with, let me think, Lee slaps him on top of his head and tells him, "Don't think, feel." He then points up to the sky and tells the young man, "It is like a finger pointing away to the moon." When he notices that the student is looking intently at his finger instead of where the finger is pointing, Lee again taps him on the head and admonishes him, "Don't concentrate on the finger, or you'll miss all that heavenly glory." The ultimate purpose of this book is to serve as a finger pointing to the moon. The moon, in this case, is personal liberation. Consider this book a traveler's aid which offers signposts that can help guide you as you travel along your own path to personal liberation. Keep in mind, however, that all the signposts in the world won't be of any use if you don't take the journey. Merely reading the principles contained herein won't liberate you or make you successful or happy. You need to integrate them into your being so that eventually you will automatically think, feel, and act accordingly. By incorporating and applying these principles in your daily life, you won't settle for anything less than a full way of living that uses your talents and skills completely. Furthermore, you will come to know yourself, the real you, in a deeply personal way. As I stated at the beginning of this book, there are not any secrets. There is no pill or magic formula that will liberate you. There is only your willingness to work hard at developing yourself and to cultivate your innate ability to the highest level. It's not about what Bruce Lee did, or what anyone else does for that matter. It's about what you do. Remember, you already have what you seek within you, so look to yourself and have faith in yourself. It is my sincere hope that by using the principles and concepts contained within this book, you will learn how to actualize your true self and become an artist of life. I wish you well on your journey to personal liberation. Chris Kent. And that right there is a wonderful, wonderful way to end his book. I love that. And it really is his sincere hope. This is not a snake oil salesman. This is a martial artist through and through. He keeps his school small and he travels the world and he has done nothing since he was a teenager but study these principles and teach them. And it's just, it really is a sincere hope that he, you know, we always joke around before class starts and afterwards, and he's a jokester and he's funny and he's lighthearted, but he has the deepest, deepest love for life and people, and he just wants more love, and he gets pissed off. The only time I see him pissed off is at angry people, at like at traffic and stuff like that. He just gets so frustrated that people get mad, and he's just like, man, if people could just do a little collie, they'd be so less stressed. He's just a really, really peaceful, calm individual. But if you get the chance to meet him, gosh, he is a jokester and will have you cracking up. He's got a little bit of a foul mouth, which I love. And this is a very serious book, but there's a really, really fun, lighthearted side to Chris Kent as well that, you know, we have a personal Facebook group and all the students, he always hops in there and, hey, anyone want to go out for a drink tonight? I'd love to hang out with whoever for the next hour. He's Sifu at class and outside of it, but he still loved and respects, obviously, the relationships that Bruce Lee had and has developed that innate ability to be a great, great friend and person to have as a mentor as well. So I just love that last chapter. I hope you have been excited by the principles and concepts contained within the book. And I hope that you can make it a goal to liberate yourself, to actualize your true self, become an artist of life. And I would really, really highly recommend picking up this book. You can pick it up on Amazon. If you're a holder of our NFTs, you can get it through our health and fitness utility. It's also got a workbook that comes along with it. So I am actually going to read one last little bit here, and then I'll get to a giveaway, and I will kind of give you the plan from there. Acknowledgements. First and foremost, I'd like to thank Bruce Lee, who not only ignited my passion for the martial arts, but who inspired me to examine the significance of the underlying philosophical principles of Jeet Kune Do and the relationship and application to daily living. My sincere thanks and appreciation to Dan Inosanto, my teacher, friend, and mentor, who nurtured the flame ignited by his teacher and friend Bruce Lee, and who encouraged me to grow as an individual and find my own path. My wife, Leslie, for her love and enthusiastic support all the time we have been together and allowing me to follow my bliss. I love you. Linda Lee Cadwell, Bruce Lee's wife, for not only her many years of friendship, but also her openness in sharing with me invaluable insights into her late husband's life, art, and philosophy. Taki Kimura, Bruce Lee's closest friend and most senior student, whose tireless devotion and dedication to maintaining Bruce Lee's legacy and sharing it openly with the rest of the world taught me the true meaning of the word humility. John Little, one of the most knowledgeable people in the world regarding Lee's art and philosophy, who, through our countless hours of conversation, helped broaden my understanding of the depth and breadth of Lee's philosophic nature. All of my JKD big brothers and all of my training partners who have walked the martial arts path with me for so many years, some are still here, some have departed this physical existence and moved on to another plane. My student and friend Rick Hinton for his technical expertise and help in designing the front and back cover of the book. And then he goes to cite his sources. It's incredibly thorough. He cites the other books that he made reference to. There's a lot of really great references. Love that it's not just, you know, from one type of way of life. He's got stuff in there from the Warrior's Code to the Book of Five Rings. You've got some Zen stuff in there. You've got some mind mastery stuff. And then you've also got obviously all the writings of Bruce Lee himself, and it's really impressive. And it is crazy to think no one has done this yet. This is pretty historic, and it's you know, done self-published book on Amazon, and it's a treasure. It really is. So after the few pages of, and he's even got magazine. So he then has the about the author and a few quotes and just a couple pages, and then we are done. About the author, Chris Kent is widely acknowledged as one of the world's foremost authorities on Bruce Lee's martial art known as Jeet Kune Do. He has gained international recognition for his knowledge and leadership in perpetuating the art, training methods, and philosophy developed by Lee, and is considered one of the few individuals in the world having total comprehension of all facets of Lee's martial art. As a teacher and professional consultant, Chris has traveled the world, teaching and sharing the benefits of his expertise in Jeet Kune Do with thousands of people. Chris is the author of the Encyclopedia of Jeet Kune Do, A to Z, and co-author of Jeet Kune Do Kickboxing and Jeet Kune Do the Textbook. He has both written for and appeared in countless martial art publications, both nationally and internationally, including Inside Kung Fu, Black Belt, Martial Art Masters, Budo International, Combat and Martial Arts Illustrated. He has also written and produced three series of training videotapes and DVDs, which remain the standard of the industry. Oh, I'll add in there also, this is Lane saying this, a few new series on YouTube done by me and him. Check them out. Chris was also one of the co-founders of the Bruce Lee Educational Foundation, a nonprofit organization created for the purpose of perpetuating Bruce Lee's art and philosophy for future generations, and for 5 years served as a member of the board of directors. Chris currently resides in Boise, Idaho with his wife, Leslie. And let me just read a few quotes from a few of these significant people that he mentioned. This first one is from Linda Lee Cadwell, Bruce Lee's wife. Chris, your inspiration continues to guide us toward our personal liberation. That is the message I had engraved on my late husband Bruce Lee's headstone when he passed away in 1973. Today, I am inspired by the publication of a book entitled Liberate Yourself by Chris Kent that elaborates on the message of personal liberation. Chris has studied Bruce's art and philosophy for 40 years. He is a gifted martial artist and teacher, but beyond that, he has grasped the underlying philosophy of Bruce's art and applied it to daily living. In reading Liberate Yourself, one will not only understand Bruce Lee's way of thinking better, but will also discover ways of looking at and improving one's own life. Chris has laid out a blueprint for taking control and overcoming obstacles. I highly recommend Chris's book to anyone wanting to take the next step towards personal liberation. Linda Lee Cadwell, Bruce Lee's wife. Second one comes from Ron Renaud, executive coach and speaker, author of The Uncompromised. He says, "What a read. Kent's pedigree within the lineage of Bruce Lee's teaching is undeniable, but so is his humility as he engagingly condenses Lee's wisdom into a book that will lead the earnest martial artist, as well as all others who are genuinely willing to examine themselves toward the practical application of enlightenment." This next one comes from Anne-Marie Yost, medical doctor. "As a surgeon at a trauma hospital, I deal with daily stress and conflict and can say without qualification that I now handle situations with more equanimity and a better grace. Following these precepts has enabled me to become a physically and emotionally healthier person, better able to respond to ongoing change in my life, more confident and calm. The principles are applicable to anyone looking to change their life for the better. This comes from Pete Sisko, world-renowned strength expert and author. He says, "This book has many nuggets of pure gold. Martial artists about overcoming opponents, and many a times the toughest opponent is ourselves." Ken Yarez says, "I have highlighted more text in Liberate Yourself, A Guide to Personal Freedom than any other book in my library. It is a must-read for anyone who wants to be all they can be as a martial art practitioner or a person." This last one comes from Sifu Pablo J. Zamora, Mastery Martial Arts, Master Zamora's Kung Fu System. He says, "I am a lifetime martial artist, and Bruce Lee has been my idol since I was a kid. This is one of the best books I have read on the philosophy of Bruce Lee's JKD. I am more an advocate of how to apply the martial arts into my daily life, and Liberate Yourself does just that. Thank you, Sifu Chris Kent. This book is a must to any serious martial artist or personal development practitioner." And that's it. Oh, I can't believe we did it. I would recommend, last thing I'll recommend is to, you can find the Amazon link to this book in our Discord. Go ahead and hop into the link and check out some of those reviews. You obviously have reviews from these people that he chose to put in his book, but everyday people buying the book have put their reviews on there as well, and I would highly recommend to take a look at that. And let me start to get this winner plugged in. And I'll give you just a couple little reminders here. I'm excited to continue on and make this next round of, I don't want to call it like a book club, but essentially that's kind of more of the direction that I would like to take this. Instead of me just blabbing, I'd like to have, and instead of even just reading the full text, I think it would be really fun. I'm not going to give too much away, but I think it would be fun to have more interaction, more thoughts. And I have a pretty great idea. I am just dialing down my next option in my book because I want to include it into the health and fitness utility. And I have some good options. I just don't want to do more than one at a time. So I'm just hoping I can get it done by tomorrow. That would be awesome. So that I can just have the nightly space roll on. And unless, we're on a trip or something like that, I'd really like to keep these nightly spaces, hour tops. It'd be awesome. So let me check here. I've got a winner, but I'm going to see if they're in the space here. Nope. We're doing a redraw. Hold on a minute. Okay, so if you look up top, I'm doing a redraw. I had to completely redo it. Sorry, guys. Continue. Tells me I didn't load it. Okay, here we go. We've got a winner in the house. And I remember this person actually following the rules. I was cruising notifications and some things just stand out to me. Felix 861101. Thank you for being here. Thank you to everyone. And before you hop off, do not leave this space without joining those giveaways up top. I've got a few. I've got a red panda pal. I've got two red panda pals. My friends, you can get entered before the end of this month into a free vacation with airfare for two with a red panda pal. You can win that, and there's not a lot of entries. And then next month it's going to be the Bamboo Buddies, and I've got a ridiculous deal right now for a specific Bamboo Buddy on the floor. If you pick that one up, I'll send you some shoes for free, and next month you'll be in for that giveaway for a free trip for two and even less contestants. So I would pick one up before it starts to get any higher. And I don't know, it seems like the community has really come to some prices and they're just sticking to them. It's really fun to watch that the community has essentially said, you know what, this is what it's worth. And man, it's really fun to watch. You know, I never understood as a kid stocks and supply and demand. And I tell you what, if you want to understand supply and demand really on a different level, you know, watching your NFT project's floors, it's really interesting. And to see where prices end up and how it gets there. And it's really cool. It's fun to watch. And I'm telling you, those Bamboo Buddies don't move much. And every now and then we're getting, you know, people needing some liquidity and they're taking some bags and it's awesome. But man, look at the offers right now. I'm just ecstatic. I could not be more grateful for everyone's participation. And I just, man, I've got a 10 to 15 year mindset. And I know our community has been so patient with me. And to start to see floor prices like this, it's like, oh, come on, let's go, hurry. But man, just think about it. We've been doing this for a year. In another year, you know, with our slow, steady, consistent growth and how we just onboard one great new community member at a time is kind of our pattern. Just think where it'll be in a year and another year after that. And I'm just so excited for the brand that we're building and the products that are going to be coming out. I've got like even a Squishmallow idea this year I'm going to roll out. I just really want to have a brand that's so easily sellable. And I've got the keywords. The Google ads are almost ready to press go. I can't wait for you guys to see how we can utilize just ads to spread our products and our brand at this point. And in the background, we'll always have our NFT stuff going, but I think a great brand and a great business and a great model and a great club will naturally lead to higher and higher floor prices. And that's just been phenomenal to see a community be patient for a year, and it's finally paying off. And I think everyone kind of has now a pretty good solid belief in, hey, taking it slow is okay. We're still around. we're still making progress and building, and we're still changing lives of giant pandas and people in our community. And I just can't wait to keep doing this year after year and to see how that does affect the floor price. But again, that's kind of, you know, the consequences of the success I feel with how we handle the brand. So I'm really excited, you guys, for the next steps. I'm literally just working on a splash page for our shoes, and I'm just so excited to hit a goal of 5,000 shoes sold this year. That's literally my shoe goal this year. I'll tell it to everyone. And you can see on the Etsy page, there's two sales right now. We have not turned on any engines. There's been no ads, no clicks, nothing yet. And I'm excited. This is going to go kind of hand in hand also with our e-commerce health and e-commerce utility on another level. And so it's just going to be fun to start seeing our community making some money outside of NFTs. And I'm just confident that if we work together to build our brand outside of an NFT conversation that can, you know, stand tall and proud outside of the Web3 people, that'll be really cool to see how that affects the NFT aspect of things. So I don't know how I got on such an NFT to talk right now. How'd I get there? I was reading the tweets up top, wasn't I? I'm stoked. We got some great stuff. I've got another couple fighters, three actually. We're going to be sponsoring one in Bellator, you guys, and a co-main event. We've got some great stuff. I'm just excited to play Coke and Pepsi as much as I can from here on out, and introduce, obviously not on their level, but just think about that. Coke and Pepsi have been doing commercials and just in your face and just, hey, we're here, we're there, we're everywhere for how many years now? And it's just a brand that everyone recognizes. And I'd love to be that. I don't want to be just recognized in Web3. I want people to see my shoes when I'm walking down the street and say, yo, you're the Pandamania guy? I know those shoes. And like, I want the brand to be recognized. And funny enough, Chris Gethin, he's one of our athletes. He and his wife have been wearing their shoes and they get so much attention. They've run into a couple holders. And then they ran into my mother-in-law, who was like, yo, oh, hey, you're working with my son-in-law? She didn't even know. And she ran into him and he was like, oh yeah, it's just a funny world. But I've already seen the power of how we can already, and again, I'm not moving out of Web3. That's not what I'm saying. I just think for our Web3 to have the best success and to accomplish all our Web3 goals, if we just have an off the hook Web2 brand and just killing it and those goals too, it'll just be a great synergy of a lifelong brand. We'll be around forever. And NFT stuff requires NFT stuff until you don't. And I'm really excited that I haven't disrupted anything, but I've disrupted maybe my own skepticism, which I'm proud of. I was getting into this space as like, oh, this is an experiment. Let's see how bad I fail. And we're just people care. And from the beginning, that's what's carried this. I truly believe that, that we have a mission of love and you guys care. And I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for helping us get, at this point. I'm really proud of us. Love you guys so much. And I hope you have a wonderful night. And I will give you guys some updates here soon with the next phase of these readings / book club / whatever I put together. It'll be good. I've got a good idea. Much love, you guys.
Hey, Panda Fam. Just a reminder, if you like our content, go ahead and follow us on Twitter at Pandamania_NFT, and you can join our live episodes. Thank you.